You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ross Tucker from our Radio.com guys, our NFL insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. I was hoping you're going to say, speaking of a guy that reminds me of Popeye, here's Ross Tucker.
No, your wife is better looking than olive oil. There you go.
What? You got that right.
There you go.
No question about that.
Perfect. Hey, so obviously the Packers eliminated, and they just got beat up. I don't think a lot of us either saw it coming or maybe didn't want to see something like that coming. Give me your assessment now that we've got our matchup for the Super Bowl, but where the Packers season ended.
Very, very, very disappointing. I was on the sideline for it. I was stunned, quite frankly, Bill. Really, really was not expecting that. I mean, to have those teams in that game, it almost felt like, on some level, a rematch of the first time those two teams played. I thought that the Packers would hold up much better against the run than they did. Almost felt like a high school game at times. Being on the sideline, I really felt like, Bill, almost every run, you know, the fans started to stand up, and you could hear this buzz, because almost every run, it felt like he was going to break it. It felt like Mostert was going to take it to the house every time. And you just don't often get that in NFL games. I thought they particularly killed him on the edge, on the perimeter. I didn't like the plan for the Packers. I didn't like the amount of two deep safety looks they had. I thought the linebackers were horrendous in the game. I mean, a lot bad has to happen for you to get run over like they got run over.
Well, let me ask you this. Was it scheme or did they just get manhandled?
I thought it was both. I thought schematically that they would have a better strategy for that. Now, I'll say this, you know, like the first 3rd and 8, you know, that's a passing down. And the Packers went into their nickel look, 5 down with Za'Darius Smith over the center, kind of what I was anticipating them doing, quite frankly. And evidently, so was Kyle Shanahan. They let the 3 technique get up the field. The right guard pulls, kicks him out, and it's a wide open hole for a touchdown. Great call by Kyle Shanahan. So I'll give him some credit for that. And I'll say, you know, he won that one. But then after that, it was like nobody on the Packers could set the edge. I was disappointed by Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith in the run defense. And the Niners are truly unique with the movable chess pieces they have in George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback, and it just looked like the Packers weren't prepared very well for how to take on those blocks. And then across the board, Bill, they stuck to blocks like glue. I mean, you go back and watch the tape. Those guys could not get off a block to save their life. It was crazy.
I agree with you. I was trying to figure out if this was just physical or if it was just – sometimes you just get beat, and I get that. And you got to figure that out in the offseason because you got to get better personnel. I got to believe that if Aaron Rodgers and Corey Linsley, they don't screw up that snap and they don't fumble, maybe they take it in, maybe the momentum changes, maybe things are a little bit different. But when you just get beat physically and you just don't have an answer, and they just told you we're going to run the football. It wasn't like they were doing anything really tricky. They, you know, they'd move, obviously, George Kittle, and they'd run him to different sides and create openings and space and such and see who was going to follow him. But for the most part, they were going to run it at you. If you couldn't tackle him, if you couldn't hit him, that's on you. I just think the Packers got an offseason now to regroup. I think there's an energy there. I think there's a good basis there. I think that they can come back and they can be very, very viable. But there were some things that were exposed about this Packers team, right?
For sure. I mean, and not only that, I agree with you. The fumbled exchange and the interception by Rodgers at the end of the first half, if either one of those didn't happen, or certainly if both didn't happen, I think we might have had a chance to have one of those epic games at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Packers score and sort of stem the tide, or if they just don't throw that interception so that the Niners were able to go up 27-0 as opposed to 20-0, that's a big difference at that point. So I agree with you. I think the game could have been different. But ultimately, they still would have had to be able to stop the Niners from running the ball down their throat. And they didn't really seem capable of doing that. And again, I think there were some schematic things that probably could have been better, but they also could have been much better up front, in particular the edge guys and the second-level linebackers.
I heard your discussion all week that, you know, when people would say, well, it was the worst 13-3 team, and they didn't give the Packers much credit. After they get beat by the 49ers, do you rethink that statement? I mean, I know I did a little bit, but still, when you're sitting there in an NFC Championship game, you have no apologies.
I think it's a fair question, and I think I look bad. You know, last week I talked a lot about the lack of respect the Packers were getting, and everybody said they're not really that good, and look, their opponents have gained more yards than they have, and they've just won a bunch of close games. I wasn't buying it. I said they got the best D they've had in a while. They got the best running game they've had in a while. They still have Aaron Rodgers, and they kind of made me look bad, Bill. I showed a lot of faith and trust in the Packers, told people to take the Packers with the points, and obviously that did not go well for me.
The San Francisco 49ers obviously getting ready to match up now with Kansas City, and we'll talk about it when we see you guys down there on Radio Row in Miami. But, you know, you've got a really stout defense. You've got a very physical football team with a good scheme, taking on a very good, very athletic quarterback with a lot of weapons and an old savvy veteran in Andy Reid. Who do you give the edge to?
You know, I think it's going to be an awesome game. I'd probably give the edge to the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes. He is a very, very special player. It's funny, though, you know, you look at this matchup, Bill, and I think it's going to be an awesome game. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 38-35. I mean, I think it's going to be a terrific game. And I look at it a little differently, I think, than most people. I feel like the Niners should really give a lot of NFL teams hope. Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback, but he's not a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he's not an elite guy. He's not Mahomes. So I feel like, you know, you guys don't have to worry about this, at least not yet right now, being a Packers fan. But I think most fan bases look at it and say, yeah, I mean, it'd be awesome to have a Mahomes but or a Russell Wilson, but those guys are like lottery tickets. But I think a lot of fan bases can look at the 49ers and say, you know what? Our quarterback, maybe it's Mitch Trubisky or Josh Allen or whoever it is, right? Our quarterback can probably play about as well as that guy. Our quarterback can probably do what Jimmy G can do. We just need a better coach or a good coach. We need to be able to run the ball like that, and we need one more D lineman. I just feel like I can picture a lot of teams pointing to their current rosters and feeling like they're not that far away from where the Niners are. And I think that's a good thing for the NFL. I mean, they had four straight seasons of 10 or more losses. Four straight, and now they're in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Ross Tucker, our Radio.com insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So going back to the Packers real quick, coming up this offseason, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be kind of pointed out as needs. Obviously, they need another weapon alongside Devontae Adams. Brian Bulaga is a free agent. They have to figure out the right tackle position. Blake Martinez, the middle linebacker, he's another guy that sounded like he wasn't coming back, so they're going to have a glaring hole in the middle of their defense. What are the priorities for the Packers, do you think?
Well, I think Bulaga is a priority. Now, I understand that he has not been able to stay healthy as much as you'd like, but you're in a bad spot if you don't have good offensive tackles in the NFL these days. I mean, there's just so many excellent edge rushers that he would be the priority for me. I think those other guys after that, you know, we could kind of go down the line, but I think – you know, it starts with having Bakhtiari and Bulaga, and at least knowing you have those bookends for Rodgers.
The run game seems to be pretty good. Do they need another one? I mean, I know Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams both performed extremely well this year. Do you need it? Because now everybody says, well, now you got to have a run game. Before, run games were non-existent, and running backs were becoming old school. Now, all of a sudden, everybody needs a good running back.
Well, I think when you watch the Niners play and how their offense functions, that's really what Matt LaFleur, I think, wants to be, right? I mean, his background from the Texans, Redskins, Falcons, even out in L.A. with the Rams, I mean, his background is with, you know, that kind of zone running attack. And he wants them to be able to do that. He wants them to be able to run the football that way. And so I think you do probably need to get another running back. You know, and even if it's not a high pick, somebody else, because it's not a position where guys stay healthy all that often. And I think you might be able to find somebody in a later round that gives you a little more juice than Jamal Williams.
All right, before I let you go, I got to ask you, the NFL has said they're going to do the NFL draft in the fountains at the Bellagio and bring players out on boats. You liking it?
You know what? The NFL's kind of funny, aren't they? I mean, it used to be the no fun league. They used to not even be able to have a fantasy football convention in Vegas 4 years ago. And now, I mean, they couldn't possibly be more all in than that, having guys on boats at the Bellagio. It's really kind of funny to me how quickly the things have turned, but they also realize how to throw a big party, how to have a big event, how to get a lot of attention. And I mean, we are several months away and it's already getting a lot of attention.
Yep, no doubt. Ross, always a pleasure. I'll see you in Miami, pal.
Sounds great. Take care, Bill.
Appreciate it, buddy. There you go. Ross Tucker, our Radio.com insider, an NFL insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And he is brought to you by our friends at Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And you can catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out on Radio.com/home, or search Home on the Radio.com app. You can find him there. Good stuff. Thanks to Ross Tucker for joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.